Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here. We're live at the Dana Landing Market. Huge Bay Bass Seminar sale. It is such a cool day going on today,
man. I was just walking around, like, checking everything out. All of a sudden, we're back on.
Yeah, man, that's all good.
There is so much here today at Dana Landing. You're going to miss out if you don't come down here
big
today.
Time.
Not they have this sale is unreal. And this is only till 1 o'clock.
Right.
You buy three Gulp products, you get one free. 25% off MC Swim Bites. You don't see MC Swim
Bites. You especially don't see 25% off MC Swim Bites the day before this, the weekend before the big Bay Bass tournament.
Buy any Revo reel and get a free rod. Are you kidding me?
I know. Jimmy and who's got the full setup over there with all the rods and reels on display?
Pick the one you want. 25% off Warbait heads. Come on.
Same
deal. 20% off all clothing. And like I said, Steven's got all the best clothing right here. Unbelievable
fishing
deal.
Clothing, foul weather gear is included and all that. So if you were in an Arctic morning getting ready to go bay fishing and you want a full foul weather gear, they got everything.
All the AFCO clothes, everything in there. 15% off Seeker rods. Whoa. He must have got City in a headlock or something like that, which is not easy to do because he's a big guy. Then you have the ultimate inshore bass fishing panel from 10 to 11 this morning. With Corey Sandin, with Jimmy Decker, with Afrin, and with our guest here in our remote studio with Captain Benny Florentino of Coastal Charters. And time for the catch report, right?
You got it, man. Well, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the catch report sponsored apart by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. The time to pre-book your processing order is now. Do it before you go on your next long range trip, and by doing so, you're going to be the first up for fillet. So basically, if you put your order in today, hey, I'm going on the Royal Polaris next week, I'm going on the Royal Star, you're going on one of the great long range boats, pre-book your processing order. When the boat returns, your number is going to be the first one cut in that order that you approve. So if you're number six will be the very first one to get their fish cut. Your fish will be done so quickly, it will blow your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time your gear is off the boat, you get in the truck, you go have breakfast, before you're done, your fish is ready to go, vacuum packed, ready to be picked up. Nobody does it better than Fisherman's Processing. For more information, check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. We're going to start it off with that great fishdope.com report and talk to the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, everybody. Now, I got to preface this report with just a little teaser for you, because I'm going to wrap it up with some information that came in a whopping 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
3 minutes.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah. So we got some late breaking news for you. So just stand by. We got to work through this basic stuff first. And it's still a pretty darn good report, really, because, you know, I was looking over my notes this past week. I mean, it's really hard to believe that our calendar is saying mid-January because our fishing is so much more like late spring, early summer conditions. Tanner Bowie, Wednesday afternoon for a little bit, Tanner Bowie is up to 65 degrees. You don't even see that.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. 63 this morning and really nice weather. So I'm sure those guys angling for them bluefins out there having a good time. But anyway, right now, not too much info from the islands proper. No reports at all from Santa Barbara Island here in quite some time. San Clemente has got a little bit of squid in a cove. There were some yellows on it. And likelihood of some sea bass. I've got friends over there that know about such things. They know a lot about such things. And they're checking that out right now. So we'll see what develops from Clemente at Catalina. Bonita's still around all over the front there, good for lobster bait, and lobster's been crawling pretty well. A few yellowtails mixed in here and there. Best yellowtail fishing has been backside west there, kind of outside the kelp lines there at West Cove. It's really along the coast that things are really interesting. The amount of big yellowtail around, nothing short of absolutely amazing. The action kind of starts up there above Doom in that deep hole Decker Canyon sector, and then the deep ledges northwest of Rocky Point. That was pretty good last week, a little bit slower here this week, but I imagine they're probably still around. but just less and less coverage at this time of year. Down off Long Beach, that's where things have been getting really interesting. With the nice weather and good conditions, the winter bass fishing has just been excellent. Lots of big fat sand bass on the structure spots there, a few calico bass mixed in there, hard bottom areas on the east end of the Horseshoe, Isers, some of the little rocks and wrecks off Huntington Beach, all been biting really good. Squid on the lead head, fished low and slow at this time of year is the best way to get those bass. And a few big halibut in the mix there also. And then in that deeper water outside Long Beach there, those big yellows are still around. The sport boats have not been fishing them much, so you're really not seeing them in the counts. But the private guys this week, I mean, there was counts into the double digits on some of the private boats here this week, fishing both the 150 proper, which is 150 feet deep approximately, and then outside of that, on the southeast bank where they fish the cods out there in 250 to 275, that's more like that Box Canyon sector where the water's deeper and the fish are midwater, 120 feet to 180 feet. There's fish in that area also. So there's quite a bit of yellow around, and there's some mixed sea bass in there. And then for our, well, almost, we might have two exotics for the week, but the one I was planning on reporting, I was talking to Danny yesterday afternoon, and the guys on the It's For Real, it's a little charter boat fishing out of Ensenada, they got a really nice bluefin tuna on the island fishing out around Todosanos there yesterday. So I thought that was
wow.
going to be the big news. I thought that was going to be the big news for the week, but
wow.
it's not.
Well, because that would definitely be big news.
Okay. Well, they caught it. I saw the pictures. It's a nice one. But get this. Danny calls me at 8:05 this morning. Late breaking news. He got a call from Jason. And I'm going to qualify this. This is still, you know, a rumor at this point in time with no hardcore, certain, sure confirmation. But supposedly there has been an albacore caught on the outside of the Cortez there, one of the tuna club boats.
Shit.
Looking around out there for that first flag. Supposedly he's got an albacore on the deck this morning.
Crazy.
How cool
crazy,
is that?
Huh?
How cool was that?
That's so cool.
In January, huh?
In January. Let's just hope and pray that that poor guy is not lost out there, that he's just the forerunner of bigger and better things to come. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that's an exactly true story, because that water looks good, and there's a lot of hard chargers in that tuna club. There's a lot of very, very excellent fishermen. So I'd go grab Hoos and shake him down. And, you know, he may have already got a phone call about that.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, Hoos, well, come on. Give it up there. Hey, Mark, I know Danny from Fish Dope is the guy, obviously, that's on the pulse. And if you don't have Fish Dope, you're missing out. And right now you can save $20 on a new membership, fishdope.com. The code New Year, one word, lowercase, no space, New Year, $20 off a new membership. And in the meantime, how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Ettinger there in Huntington Beach. Phone number at the shop is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And let's just hope that albacore story is true. Could you imagine what this summer would be if we stirred those things into the mix?
Oh, man.
I hope, unbelievable. I hope he and a few thousand of his friends decide to show
a few
up for a little while.
Of his friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate the call.
Okay, you got it, guys.
All right, well, we're just going to go a very short jump from here over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Talk to our good buddy Marcos. Find out what's going on there at C4. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Enjoying the outdoors there? Sort of being
oh,
the
yeah.
Right across the street from you.
Well, as you guys can probably see, we have some nice weather. We've had some nice weather most of the week here. Fishing, unfortunately, the half day has been a little inconsistent. There's been some great days. Tuesday morning, they had 31 yellowtail. Tuesday afternoon, they had 5 yellowtail. Wednesday, they actually caught a white sea bass, a handful of yellowtail, 2 yellowtail, or 4 yellowtail total on Thursday. So there's some yellowtail to be had, not a lot else, because we're kind of restricted January and February, but they're going to keep going out there, keep looking around. They had 1 yellowtail yesterday morning. And the San Diego fishing out the islands, they had some great fishing this week. It's kind of, you know, getting towards the end of the season there. Wednesday, 18 anglers had 90 yellowtail, which is about limits there. Yesterday, 48 anglers had 40 yellowtail, 21 bonita, a good chunk of bottom fishing there. They are back down there today. And the last trip he has scheduled right now is Monday. But if he keeps catching fish like that, I mean, they're having a hard time throwing in the towel. I mean, there's just I know the crew's ready. The boat probably needs to do some boat work, but they're keep fishing here. If you get a chance, Monday's a holiday for a lot of people. Come on out. Maybe get your last shot in there before, you know, they start catching yellowtail again in a month or whatever they do this year. The Tribute, again, out running this weekend. We actually have 3 day-and-a-half boats out this weekend, so we should get a nice indication of what fishing's like on those day-and-a-half trips. Last weekend, Tribute, 33 anglers, had 66 bluefin, 18 yellowtail, and 8 bonita. And this was, like I said, the middle of January, still catching bluefin.
The
Eclipse fished down the coast there last weekend. They had 125 yellowtail for 25 anglers and some very good bottom fishing, 80 rockfish, 40 lingcod. They are back out there today. The Pacific Voyage is running a trip today. So,
Ken, a lot of info down
lot.
There.
Yeah, parking lot was almost full. It could have easily been June or July at that point.
How about that? Jeez. Well, how do we get a hold of you there at C4 Sport Fishing? We want to go fishing with all this great weather and good fishing. Time to go.
Check the website, c4landing.com. Our full schedule is up there. You can call the office, 619-224-3383. If you're in the area, maybe stop by, visit the show, and then come on over, have a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito at the landing there.
I like the way you think, man. Marcos, great report as always. Amazing to hear such good fishing going on for this time of year. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to hearing another good one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. So that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin charts are helpful all year round to help you find the best water conditions. We talked about it before, too. You have to check out the new and improved Terrafin Mobile. It's an app for your Apple or Android device. You can take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, check out Terrafin.com.
You know, we are giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses to somebody that sees the cowboy. Cowboy, raise your hand there. Cowboy's the guy with the cowboy hat. I'm the only guy with the cowboy hat here, so it's easy to identify. Go see Cowboy. He'll sign you up, and you step up to the mic and win a pair of Maui Jim. Your choice from the great inventory here at Dana Landing Market has one of the best inventories of Maui Jims of any tackle store in Southern California, and you get to choose one for free right here this morning if you're one of the lucky one that gets pulled, and you have a chance to win a 2,500 yards full of the new Berkeley Prospect Spectra line there, thanks to Bob Hoos and Jimmy Decker for donating that this morning. A second place there. It's a pretty good second place.
You're not kidding. That's a several hundred dollar spool. I mean, like, you got to think about how much 2,500 yards. That spool is going to last you forever.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Ben Pinard, who's walking around right here, just gave us a $50 gift card for Dana Landing Market right here to give away to a lucky caller this morning. So come on down to Dana Landing. It's going on till 1 o'clock. Today. We have the ultimate panel at 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to be broadcasting live till 9 o'clock this morning here. And Dick, come on up, man. Come on up.
Oh. Harry?
Harry, it's one Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? Yeah, Harry.
I forgot
to put your name there.
Yeah. What's up,
Benny?
Morning, Harry.
Benny and Rick both kind of answer some of this stuff. Rick, you're right on with the three fish thing. I'm fishing the kayak thing for the first time. With five, I figured I didn't have a chance. Maybe with three, I might have a chance.
Oh,
yeah,
I think you
absolutely.
Benny, I do have a 65-pound braid on. I wasn't sure about the leader. You were talking about 30 or 20?
You can go 30, 20. You know, if you're going to, you know, that's that technique called long lining where you let the line go out behind your boat 50 million yards. It depends how big the spool is and what you have that 65 on. Depending on how much long lining you do, you might want to keep the size reel in, you know, in mind.
Well, I'm working with a Calcutta right now.
The Calcutta 300?
400.
400, you'll be totally fine.
That's the ideal reel for that.
Totally
what about
fine.
The length of the leader?
Just enough for abrasion and shock, you know.
2.5 feet?
Yeah,
three?
If that, yeah. That would be more than adequate. I like, you know, for shock, I'd like monofilament, just to give it a little bit of give when the fish do bite.
Is there anything unique that I could do in a kayak that can't be done elsewhere on the bay?
Well, yeah, just as many rods as you can, because there is no rod restriction, from what I understand, as far as fishing the tournament. You could have, you know, I've seen spreads of 8 rods in some boats in the tournament, but I don't believe there is a rod restriction as far as long lining or that sort of thing.
Are you in a Hobie pedal style kayak?
I am. So I could drag a couple of lines as well as casting in front of me.
Heck yeah,
sure. Absolutely.
When where that will come in huge is in the slack tide parts of the bay, where the boats that are relying on wind and current to, you know, when Benny's talking about that long line, when they're putting a bait out and using the wind and the current to push their boat away from it to basically put line off the reel, when the current goes slack, especially you can see the conditions we have right now, we're not going to have a lot of wind
right.
on there. When the boats are at a disadvantage because they don't have the condition to move them away from the baits, you're in a pedal kayak that's going at the right speed, so your boat will be moving at the same speed as a drift. So there are certainly going to be times in slack where I'd say you have an advantage over the skiffs.
Terrific. Thank
Tom,
you
Dick,
much.
Harry, thanks for coming, Harry. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming down, Harry.
Down to Dana Landing this morning. You know, I see our good friend Tom Gruber right there. And, of course, he and our great friend who passed away last year, Lou Duchesne, fished our Palmas de Cortez tournament 20 out of 21 years, or 19
so cool.
out of 21 years. Well, next year is this year is our 21st year, and we are going big this year for our October Palmas de Cortez. And not only are we naming it in memory of our friend Lou Duchesne, but George Ware Asphalt in Escondido is ponying up $1,000 cash
Whoa.
For the largest tuna, Dorado, or Wahoo. So
really?
The largest tuna, Dorado, or Wahoo is going to win $1,000 in cash.
That's awesome.
For that tournament, courtesy of George Ware Asphalt, our good friends George and Mark over in Escondido,
yeah.
the best asphalt guys in the biz right there, George Ware Asphalt. I want to thank them for giving us that generous donation. So, don't wait. That tournament's going to sell out. It's going to be in October. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. And, Tom, you going to be there? Oh, yeah. You're going to win that $1,000? Okay. All right. Very good. Well, there'll be other people that think they're going to win the $1,000 too. But sign up for that tournament. I know they have put together, Eddie's put together some great packages. We're going to make this the biggest and best ever of the 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular now with a $1,000 cash prize. Plus, the consolation prize is going to be a trip for two to go back and defend your title at Palmas de Cortez. We have a ton of other prizes,
cool.
too, so it's going to be a good time.
You got that, man. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Let's talk to Kevin calling us from Carlsbad. What's up, Kevin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. He just wanted to see if the guys had any input for anybody that might be trying to win the halibut portion of that bay bass tournament.
Oh, good suggestion. Yeah, there is usually some pretty good cash for that, right, Benny?
Yeah. I mean, what is it, like $700+ every year, from what I understand. So, hey, if you're going to target halibut, why not? From what I hear, the fish are there. Not a lot of anglers are fishing for them, but a lot of times they're incidental. But I know the people that usually win every year do target them. So, why not?
Yeah,
you might accidentally catch.
Any hints?
You know, bait's still allowed. So
you're still allowed to fish bait,
as far as I know. So you know, the old dropper loop, reverse dropper loop, or and drag a few baits behind is probably the way to go. You know, that'd be my suggestion. Same deal. If you want to fish braid, you could probably drop down and braid just to try to keep it. Are you in a boat, your own boat, or are you in a kayak?
I would be in a boat.
Okay.
And I'm probably thinking something like, you know, some real light Power Pro with maybe 15-pound 4,000 liter, something like that, something real light.
That'll do it. Yep, that'll
go.
Do it.
Well, good luck, and that's a little bonus they don't talk a lot about, but you can win some heavy cash.
Absolutely.
Doing the halibut deal. Yep. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Roy Rose from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Roy, how'd it go?
It ended up very well, you guys. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Roy? Yeah. Roy sounds like you've been screaming about 200 pounders all day.
I sound like the Godfather now. No.
What are you talking about?
Voice is a little hoarse. That's partly from yelling wind on the kite and partly from laughing too much. Not a funny stretch. We ended up very well out there at the bank. We ended up with a total of 223 tuna. 193 of those came from the bank. 11 of those were over two, up to 246. We have another dozen fish that are 189 to 196. And the bulk of the fish is, I'd say 120 to 170, 175. There's a lot of 140 to 160 pound fish. The boat is pretty much full. If we were running frozen wells, it would be full. With the fresh water, we can slip a few other fish in there, so we're going to try for some, these guys like to fish for lingcod and stuff, and maybe get a few yellows today. We got a couple hours to burn, so that's what we're going to do today.
Oh, man. Sounds like, well, you better save your voice, Roy, because you're going to need that when you come back to San Diego. When's the Royal Polaris going to be back at Fisherman's Landing?
Oh, we're back tomorrow morning. We're going to tie up at 6 and start the unloading and get turned around on another. We'll be in for a night, then we're coming back out for another 18-day trip, over.
All right, awesome. Roy. Well, hey, well, that sounds like a great trip. Sounds like it's biting. Thanks a lot for checking in on the Royal Polaris. And any spots available we can go fishing with you?
Yes, there are. I know the SD Long Range has a couple openings left on it. That would be in May, the last trip of the year, April, May. And I believe the February 8th trip that Frank will be running, that one's got a couple openings on it. If anybody wants to go, you can give us a call, 619-226-8030. Get a hold of Monica there, see if you can get on.
There you go. Save that voice, Roy. Thanks a lot for calling the Royal Polaris. Appreciate that, and safe travel. We'll see you tomorrow morning back at Fisherman's Landing.
Thanks, see you, Roy.
All right. Ron Lane. Fast lane.
Good morning, guys.
Man, right next door. And, man, you got all the kayaks out there. You got Jared out there with the Salty Crew gear.
Yeah,
and you're
this
gonna
is
be
fun.
10 o'clock, you're going to be hosting the big seminar right inside.
That's going to be
good. Is it warmer in there?
Yeah, it is. Well, you're sitting in the shade. You know?
I know.
It's really warm.
It's warm.
In fact, it's really warm right over there.
We're in the coldest spot.
Crank
you know,
the heater.
Steve promised us a heater, but it never came. So we're staying warm just jacked up about how good the fishing is.
Let's just deal with the fact that it's going to be 80 degrees today.
It'll be fine. So
good day to go try a kayak.
Great day. And so you have free demos, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're demoing the new Pro Angler and the new Outback with the new seat.
Yeah. Oh, those are so cool.
Mirage Drive Heaven down here.
You want to try it, just go over and see the guys at Fastlane and free demo.
Free demo. We got a deal going today. It's like you said. It's sailed. Everything's sail on
day.
Sale. Yeah.
Till 1 o'clock.
Yep. And then if you come down to the and buy something, anything in the store, you get a raffle ticket.
Okay.
And we're gonna right after the seminar, we're gonna have a raffle.
Wow.
A lot of great swag. The Hobie guys hooked us up.
Really?
Hobie sunglasses. We got all this Hobie trunks and T-shirts. Yeah.
Wow.
Really good.
Okay.
I was amazed.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. Now, one thing I want to mention is we did a fishing mission, which the fishing mission is going to start in April, right?
Well, actually, we're going to start in March.
In March, okay.
Yeah, but we're still waiting on it. Hobie made these new Outbacks, all the new boats with new seats, and what's happened is they can't even fill their orders, so I'm struggling to get boats.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as they get caught up, I'll get my fishing mission boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, if somebody wants to try Hobie Kayak out, it's ready to go. And then fishing mission is always a great time to try out a Hobie Kayak. But you can see what fishing mission's all about tomorrow morning on Inside Sport Fishing, 9:30 a.m. on Fox Sports West. Michael was out there filming with his dog and the rubber dinghy.
Was that the coolest
day
ever?
Yeah, it was so cool. It was a beautiful day. And you can see us out there on the water, fishing mission, 9:30 tomorrow morning on Fox Sports West.
And I can't wait to see. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it's shown before.
It
I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah,
because it was a great
really
day
great.
Of catching spotters.
Yeah.
Nobody's able to tell a story about fishing like Michael Folks. You know, through video. I mean, he's just the very best there is. When you watch the show, he does such a good job of getting it. You know, you get the whole deal, and you watch that show, it really feels like you're there. So,
well, you know what, when he was out filming, I didn't even know he was really filming. He's sitting there cruising around on the little skiff with his dog, and just would pull up and talk, and then all of a sudden you're going, what, he was filming that?
That's so
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. And then have you got on his website some of those photos and stuff?
Fantastic, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Looks like National
fantastic
Geographic
stuff.
Or something.
Yeah. By the way, I just Instagrammed you, so you can see the scene down here. At
that's a happening.
Yeah, because Ron is Mr. Instagram. So,
well, I just saw Corey Sandin and Afrin Abdi.
Yeah, they're
all
over
down
there.
Here. Yeah.
So if you go to our Instagram, hookup1090, check it out, and you can see what's going on there. Better yet, just come on down, right?
I can't wait to ask some questions to this young man over here.
Oh, yeah. So panel discussion, 10 a.m., Fastlane, right next door.
I'm going to be sitting up front.
Yeah, me too. All right, Ron. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ron.
All right, appreciate that. Otis is here from Oceanside. Good morning, Otis.
Otis still floating around?
Otis still around?
Well, while we're waiting.
Did Otis come around? No. Okay, how about
George from La Mesa? How about George? George still hanging around there? What's up, George?
Hey, George.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I had a question for you guys since I'm going to be in the tournament this weekend.
All right.
And I'm pretty much a novice. Mostly everybody knows where to go, especially the guys on the boats, of course. And what would you suggest for me to how to start this tournament? Is it just start right off somewhere, or is it shoot somewhere, or work an area?
You know, what's funny is, you know, Eddie Howerton and Dennis Burleson, those guys have won the tournament I don't know how many times.
They own that term.
And a lot of times they go to their spots and they don't catch them. And, in fact, I think the last tournament they won, they caught them in, like, the last 5 minutes of the tournament. So you never know. My suggestion is don't spend too much time traveling around. Make sure you have your lines in the water all the time.
Fishing.
Just fishing the whole time. Have a fun day. Don't make it more of a work than, because we're all just fishing. And we try to keep that same mentality when we're fishing in tournaments. You know, we fish in this in a tournament series, and it can get very trying on your nerves when you're not getting bites. Remember, you only need 3 big bites. So keep that. Always keep, hey, it's going to happen sooner or later, but I believe you have an outgoing tide in the morning. It's high, then it goes outgoing, I believe, for the tournament. So water's going to be moving, you know, good water movement. So just
they always pick the right day for
that
tournament,
always
right?
Pick optimal tide movement. So, again, what you want to do is when it does get slack tide, plan that around your lunchtime. You know what I mean? So that's a time to kind of relax, have an icy cold beverage to just kind of relax and have some meat. And then as the water starts moving in, then get back and have at it. Always have lines in the water while you're having lunch. Stay focused. But, again, just go out there, have a great time. It's a great event for a great cause, for great people. And, you know, afterwards is when the fun really begins, you know, for the barbecue put on by, again, by the San Diego
And the raffle,
anglers.
Too.
Oh, the raffle.
The raffles. I mentioned this morning, the Cedrus Adventures.
Right.
They donated a trip. That's one of the raffles. It's a $1,900 trip they donated for the raffle.
If I have to lend any kind of advice, is a lot of the bigger fish have been caught. You'll see on your meter, it goes shallow, then it kind of drops to ledges. Focus in on the ledges.
Oh, good tip.
Thank you very much.
Insider
welcome.
Tip. Good luck in the tournament.
Thanks
for
coming
down.
Appreciate
that, George.
Thanks,
very much. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including more of your phone calls. Lots of great stuff coming up. We're at the big seminar sale at Dana Landing right here in Mission Bay. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you're looking for the ultimate fishing opportunity in the East Cape at an affordable price, check out El Regalo Charters. This meticulously maintained Cabo 35 will pick you up at any East Cape resort. The expert crew of the El Regalo specializes in catching big tuna, wahoo, and kite fishing. No need to bring tackle. El Regalo Sport Fishing features top-of-the-line tackle included in the price. The boat is fast and very fishy. And if it gets too hot, just relax in the air-conditioned salon. Check out El Regalo Sport Fishing for your next trip to the East Cape. Call 619-307-1925 or check out elregalosportfishing.com. For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang thing has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular, too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Fissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say a good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. And Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide. And the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads, and they catch a lot of rooster fish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies. And they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado. And they like the program down there. It's very relaxing. And people feel like the ranch is their home. It's certainly the getaway or their secret spot, I guess, would be a better description. And then number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
During Yamaha's Reliability Starts Here sales event, buy an eligible new select Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and get your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $2,000 in dealer credit toward purchase of goods or services. This offer ends March 31st, 2015, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive floral lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 17 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prizes and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every week, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at Turner's.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
You're a home run, Kemp, again.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Again, live here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. The sale is going on, the seminar is about to go on, and there are some crazy deals in the shop that I think they nailed it. There's a lot of people taking advantage of the baits and the war bait heads and the gulp that's going on, all the clothing's on sale.
Yeah, you can buy a Revo reel, you get a free rod.
I've seen a lot of free
rods.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and you can buy inside and outside. So they have a cash register actually set up outside here right next to our broadcast booth, and you can buy it right there. So come on down, Dana Landing. It's going to be going on until 1 o'clock today. And I also want to say that Jim has been very lonely over there in the Friends of Rolla booth. Only 20 tickets sold so far. So right now you have a 1 in 20 chance between now and noon for a GoPro camera.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, right? And have a chance to win all those great Friends of Rolla raffle prizes, including the trip on the Maui Jim, the Maximus, the Royal Polaris, the Petty Voucher, the Rancho Leonero trip for $10. So go over there, see Jim Holden at the Friends of Rolla booth, and buy some tickets today. You'll have a chance to win a GoPro camera at noon. You don't have to be present. Just buy it, and if you win it, check it out. So we're also here, See the Cowboy, if you want to ask a question, step up to the mic here. You still have time. And from Vancouver, Washington, is it Seeley or Seele? Are you still here?
Probably inside getting...
From Vancouver. How about Dave in San Diego? Dave? Dave's here.
Yeah,
all
Dave.
Right. Dave now has a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Your choice, as well as this prospect from Berkeley. Thanks for coming down, Dave.
Thank you very much
good
for
to
having
see
the show.
Good
morning, Dave.
Good morning, good morning. I was just kind of curious about, now that the water's been nice and warm and hot and boiling out there, and then just the effects of that compared to years past, and how the fishing might be in this coming season.
Wow. Benny?
Well, my opinion is, yesterday I was fishing south of Dana, and it was 63.5 degree water. And we're catching yellowtail in January. And if the yellowtail, if you get too tired fishing yellowtail, you can go and fish calico bass on the beach at 62.5, 63 degree water. Unless something dramatic happens in the next couple of months, which usually happens around Fred Hall, I don't see it getting any worse, which isn't bad right now.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we could be just fishing, you know, deep stones for bass with leadhead and squid right now and not even think about throwing yo-yo right. iron, surface iron at the Coronados or calico bass on the beach or, you know, and that sort of thing. I mean, I was fishing last Sunday in the pouring rain in 62.5 degree water trying to catch yellow, hooked two big sea bass and had wide open calico fishing.
Jeez.
So in the pouring rain.
Right.
So I see it only getting better. I mean, I don't know how much better it can be, catching bluefin tuna at the Tanner, yellowtail up and down the coast.
And the other thing, too, the weather has just been so phenomenal.
Beautiful. So good.
The nice thing is we've had some rain, so we've had some adverse conditions when we're not supposed to. I mean, we've had rain when we're getting rain in March, April, time of year. So
take advantage of it now.
Yeah. I see it getting better before it gets worse.
Well, that's great for everyone, the landings, the boats, everything.
For us private boaters, it's fantastic.
I mean, there's, you know, for the season to come, there's so much bait around and so much good water conditions around. And, you know, I mean, at this point, the spring is not that far away, you know. I mean, it's the Fred Hall's right around the corner. And, it's coming and seeing all that yellowtail that was on the beach on those, you know, we were talking here in the report from Mark Wish about the yellowtail out in deep water. That condition is going on from below the border to above Los Angeles. I mean, everywhere. All of the local rock cod spots all have yellows on them. I mean, from Dana Point to right outside here, Mission Bay, to the Box Canyon, all the way up and down the beach.
And what's not talked about is there's a lot of red crab. I metered red crab.
Red crab everywhere.
And it's a good and bad thing because, you know, the fish obviously are getting filled, but it's keeping the fish here. So once that dries up, the fish are going to be looking for something to eat.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then the fin bait will move out or in, and then, you know, there you go. We start all over again. And when they eat the fin bait is when they really want those surface plugs and swim baits and all the good stuff we like throwing at them. But, again, you know, for this time of year, middle of January.
Wonderful.
We'll take it while you can. All right, Dave. Thanks for coming down. Once again, you want to see the cowboy. He's the guy with the cowboy hat. You want to step up to the mic, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and also that prospect line from Berkeley there. Get on it. Got a few minutes left.
Prizes. All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Josh calling us from Mira Mesa. Josh, you still hanging in there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Pete, Rick, and Benny. How you doing?
Hey, morning,
Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, my question is, with the growing popularity of high-capacity bait casters like the Shimano Tranks and the Lexa 400 by Daiwa, seems like they have all the line capacity when you're using Spectra and all the drag you can need to deal with most fish in a half day to day and a half range. But when do you think it wouldn't be appropriate to use one of those?
Wow. I tell you, that Tranks for me is on my boat all the time, and it's always available for my guests. And with the fishing the way it is, I think it would be benefit every angler that's a private boat or even on the sport boat to have some kind of iron set up all the time. Because the way things look, you know, we had a spot come up yesterday where the fish, we were yo-yoing for yellows, but the fish came up for just that brief minute, you know. So there is going to be an opportunity to use that outfit. And if you have it, bring it. You know, bring it to the show. You know, why keep it stored and wait? But when not to use it, you know, it's another tool that I believe every angler should have, whether you are fishing wahoo, whether you're fishing, you know, medium-grade tuna, or you're fishing yellows on the coast or along the beach, at the islands. I don't see it, you know, it's a tool that you need to have. That would be my suggestion. Yeah. And for the Tranks, it is my go-to surface. Heck, I was yo-yoing. I was telling Ricky earlier, I was yo-yoing with a nine-foot jig stick and the Tranks because of that line take. You know, it's nothing worse than cranking for 6 to 8 hours yo-yo fishing, man. And I've got the blisters to prove it. But
probably it's not something you'd want to fish in the Bay Bass tournament.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You definitely want to scale down, but that's when you wouldn't want to use it, is that. Can you put it in your rod holder fishing halibut? Sure you can. You know, why not? Just change your leader out.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I see Dwayne Patney walking around here with applications for the Bay Bass Tournament. So if you haven't signed up for the Bay Bass Tournament, it's a week from today. You can see Dwayne. Dwayne's running up to the mic right now with his package of tournament entries. Good morning, Dwayne.
What's up, Dwayne?
Good
morning, guys.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Yeah, big Bay Bass Tournament a week from today. You've
one
got
more
a
week.
Handful of applications. There's still spots available.
There's still spots available. So if you'd like to get in, come on down and sign up down to Dana Landing here.
Yeah, till 1 o'clock.
Till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and just see Dwayne. He's the guy with all the stuff in his hand.
All the answers.
All the answers and all the stuff. And a lot going on this year. I know Ron Lane donated, $1,000?
$1,000. Him and Hobie's teamed up for $1,000. I want to thank you for that hookup there, Pete.
Oh,
that
of
was
course.
That was all because of you. So thank you very much.
Well, and well-deserved there. He's the kayak guy, and they're going to sponsor the kayak division now.
Yeah, they're going to play down 5 guaranteed spots for the kayak guys. Guaranteed spots, first
5
place.
5 guaranteed spots.
$500 for the first place
kayak.
For the first place kayak.
And same rules, but it's totally separate from the other tournament.
It's a separate tournament from the powerboats. That's correct.
Wow. So how many kayaks are in there right now?
We'll probably end up with about 35 the way it's going. I got a lot of phone calls here the last 3 or 4 days for the kayak guys, so they're scrambling to get signed up.
Why would you not? I mean, it's such an easy thing. If you're a guy with a kayak, it's an easy launch there at Shelter Island. It's an easy paddle out and guaranteed $1,000. That's awesome. $500 for first place and all the spots paying down. I mean, why would you not? Plus all the participation in the awards banquet and barbecue and everything that happens afterwards. If you're a guy with a kayak, why would you not do it?
And how about that Cedros Adventures stepping up?
Thank you for that, too. That was a phone call out of the blue last night. That was pretty awesome there.
Jeff donates a $1,900 trip
to
give away in the raffle.
That's correct. He will be at the tournament that day. So if you want to talk about catching calico bass down at Cedros Island, he will be there. And he generously donated a trip for one, $1,900, to go fish calico bass down at Cedros Island. That will be in the raffle.
Cedros Adventures. That is unbelievable.
That's awesome.
How many?
That will be our
dollars?
Grand prize.
Yeah, I would say that is quite a grand prize indeed. And Jeff will be down there at the event if you want to talk about Cedros Adventures and see all the stuff and talk to them about what it's all about.
That's right. A $1 raffle ticket will get you to Cedros Island.
$1 raffle ticket. How about
that's really
that?
Cool.
All right, Dwayne, it's going to be a great day. I know Ricky's fishing, and then we'll be introducing, doing the MC at the beginning of the raffle next week. We'll be down there for the event. The event, if you don't fish in the tournament, starts when?
If the general public got down there around noon, that would be good. That leaves us time to keep setting up. It takes us about 3 to 4 hours to set that event up in the morning.
Yeah.
So if they got down there around noon, that would be
you get a free lunch.
Free lunch.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Free sodas and raffle tickets. Yeah.
How about that?
Where does that happen anywhere?
No, it only happens once a year. That's right. That's at the San Diego.
That's why we only do it once a year. We've been asked many times, why don't you do this 3 or 4 times a year? I said, are you crazy? Do you know how much work goes into this?
Yeah, indeed. All right, Dwayne, thanks. And so come down. If you haven't signed up for the tournament, either the kayak division or the regular division, just see Dwayne. He'll sign you up on the spot here at Dana Land.
That's correct. I've got a handful of applications right here.
All right. Fantastic.
Thanks,
Dwayne. Thanks a lot for the call. Jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jerry calling us from Lakewood. What's up, Jerry? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello.
Good morning, Jerry.
Jerry.
Long time. Hello. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little question about the Cedar Plugs. Color do you recommend? What speed should you throw them at? And what distance behind the boat?
Wow. Well, I think you should get one of those new Let's Talk Hookup yeah. custom engraved cedar plugs. It's a natural cedar plug, the 6-inch model. Benny, what do you troll for tuna?
I like the natural. Natural has been the go-to for me. They seem to like that color, you know. Purple and black work well, but natural is what I have.
Natural is the deal, right?
And how far back, you know, second, third wake, it as far as behind the boat. You know, I run a 24-foot Ranger Bahia powered by a Mercury Marine Verado, so it does leave a little bit of a wake behind the boat. You know, that cedar plug seems to be the bait of choice for local tuna last year.
There you go.
Good
hey,
call.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be giving away all kinds of great prizes. We're going to find out who's got a $50 gift card to Dana Landing Market, a 2,500 yards full of that brand new Berkeley Prospect Spectra, and a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hello, I'm Guy Harvey. With support from you, the Southern California Angler, and from my clothing partner, AFCO, my sportswear line continues to grow. My t-shirt designs include your local fish, such as calico bass, yellowtail, white sea bass, and halibut. In addition, you'll now find new items like hybrid shorts, dry-release sun protection shirts, my Islander sandal, and much more. Thank you again for your support. It does help both me and AFCO fund our various fishery resource efforts. Working together, we can all help ensure a healthy resource and access to it.
Good morning. This is Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. The East Cape 214 season has wound down, and now's the time to start planning a fishing vacation for 2015. My twin-engine cruisers provide unparalleled service and the finest equipment with all-accurate reels, CalStar rods, and state-of-the-art Simrad electronics. For information on packages, a weekly fish report, 2 live webcams, and much more, check out TeamGenren.com. We will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the winner of a $50 gift card, a little shopping spree at Dana Landing Market for the phone callers, is going to Jerry in Lakewood. Congratulations. I know Harry was stoked with a brand new pair of Valley Gym sunglasses. I think he's in there picking out a pair right now. And,
yeah.
And I was here with the with
Dave that, in San Diego Dave won the prospect.
Thank you. Yeah. Very cool prize.
Yeah. Thanks to Bob Hoos and Jimmy Decker for donating that great prize. And look at that. Bob City's swagged up with Salty Crew stuff now. He's going to be the salty guy now.
Look All right. I like yeah. hearing that. That's cool.
Anyway, Benny Florentino, 10 o'clock seminar. You'll be here most of the day, right?
Yep.
Hanging out. Answer questions, and if somebody wants to go fishing with you, I've been fishing with Benny several times. Love it. It's a highlight. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, they can reach me at 310-779-0397, Facebook me at Benny Florentino or Coastal Charters, and email at ben@swimbait.com, and you know, I'll be here till about 1 o'clock. Come on down. Be glad to answer some questions, you know, and looking forward to it. And Pete, Ricky, thanks again for having me. It's a great way to start off the new year, and I appreciate everything you guys do. And thank you.
Our pleasure, awesome, man. Thank you very much. And I want to remind you, if you buy a Friends of Rolla raffle ticket at the Friends of Rolla booth today at noon, they're going to be drawing from just those tickets sold today for a GoPro camera courtesy of Steve and the guys here at Dana Landing. And I want to thank Steve and Johnny here at Dana Landing for hosting this great event. Don't forget, phenomenal deals going on till 1 o'clock only. 25% off lure baits. You get a free Revo. You buy a Revo reel, you get a free rod. 25% off MC swim baits. Buy three gulp, get one free. 15% off Seeker rods. And 20% off all the clothing in the store, along with all kinds of other deals. Fastlane Kayaks has a great sale next door. All kinds of free swag and free stuff. I know Salty Crew's over there. Jared's over there. So come on down all the way to 1 o'clock today. And going to be a great, great time. You don't want to miss this event today. And then at 10 o'clock, the Ultimate Inshore Bass Fishing Panel Discussion will be happening at Fastlane inside at Dana Landing, although by 10 o'clock it's going to be so beautiful out here.
Everybody's right?
Outside. So it's a gorgeous day. So come on down to Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks right here across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Don't want to miss this. And come and join us tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Ricky, you'll be on your way to the journeyman trip, Puerto Vallarta, but I'll be in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. Greg is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all aspects of fishing. You don't want to miss that. And thanks to the Cowboy for bringing donuts and doing all the great stuff that he does, and Ryan for coming down here. And thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Adam in the studio, thank you very much. And thanks to our chief engineer, Isaiah and Dick, too, here at our remote studio. Thanks for everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.